This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Tempting though it may be, we simply cannot condone the behavior in this next interview. Slapping some ransomware on your boss's computer and exacting your revenge accordingly. All right, that's a dramatization, but interesting to consider, no? Drake Bennett's a staff writer for Bloomberg Businessweek who did a little ransomware experiment, yes, on his boss's computer, and all it took was a little patience and about $150 worth of Bitcoin. Drake, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So how did you, great idea. How'd you come up with it?
Well, the original idea was to do a bit more of a traditional story about ransomware attacks, which you've been seeing an increasing number of. But as I started to do the reporting, one thing I learned is that it's a very secretive world. There's a lot of misinformation out there. It's hard to really find out a lot and to be able to trust a lot of what you find. So I began to think, maybe the way to do this is to just like try to do it myself. Then I can sort of double check what works and what doesn't, how easy it is to get your hands on this stuff and use it. It also had the added benefit of proving this point, which is that it's become incredibly easy to launch these attacks. And I am someone who's extraordinarily technologically illiterate. Right. And so if I could do it, anyone can do it.
Right. So with the caveat here that you talked to Bloomberg's lawyers and your boss was in on it and you used safe laptops and all of this stuff so that nobody actually got infected or whatever, it was distressing to me how easy it was for you, a relative noob, to go on the dark web and get yourself some ransomware software.
Yes. I mean, part of what's going on here is the same thing that happens in a lot of industries where you have technology sort of replaces skill. Hmm. And so you now can go on these dark web forums, find not only software, so software being like literally a piece of ransomware, which would be a piece of software that once it gets on a target computer will encrypt all the files there so that you, the attacker, can then demand a ransom to decrypt the files and give a company or a person all of their data back. You can also now get something else, which is called ransomware as a service, RAS,
right.
Which is literally you pay a subscription fee and someone basically helps you do all this for you. And so it sort of lowers the bar even further.
Without exposing my naivete here, isn't that like a felony?
Well, you mean what I did?
Well, no. I mean, in theory, you did it with permissions and with lawyers. But ransomware as a service. I mean, that's like a crime.
Yes. I mean, you know, it is a crime in the United States to commit a ransomware attack. Now, most of the attackers that are launching these attacks are not in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And so these guys aren't particularly afraid of being prosecuted.
Did you have any interaction beyond just purchasing the software on the dark web with, I guess you'd call them vendors, right?
Yes, vendors, service providers, actually. Mine was more of a service provider, and I did. I reached out through an encrypted email service to the service providers at first, and then the service I got was not particularly top shelf, and so I had to then get back in touch with tech support, essentially. And so that's part of the service, right? There's support for me, the client, and then there's also a kind of a support for the victim, which ironically sometimes are referred to as clients also.
Wait, explain that. Support for them? Help me out. I guess they have to unlock it somehow, right?
Partly it's because Bitcoin is much more mainstream than it was, say, 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah. But it's still something that, you know, I, for example, had not ever bought or sold or sent anyone Bitcoin before I started doing this story. And a lot of people are like me. And so what attackers often do is offer to help with that process,
wow.
Right? They're trying to make this as frictionless as possible. And one of the friction points is still people are not super comfortable with cryptocurrencies.
That's crazy. So what we have here, in effect, are the kidnappers saying, here, let me tell you how to arrange the payment for this thing of yours that we are holding hostage.
That's right. Let me help make this go as quickly and painlessly as possible. And, you know, one cybersecurity analyst I talked to sent me this document that some attackers had sent their victims after the ransom was paid. And it was basically this list of, like, cyber best practices that they could use to avoid getting attacked again in the future, kind of as like a bonus extra after paying off the attackers.
Drake Bennett writing in Bloomberg Businessweek about ransomware as a service. Kind of a crazy article. Greg, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.